So, April 12th, 2022. That's 2022. It's a Tuesday, also. Just happens to be. And thank goodness for that, because Tuesday is one day closer to Saturday. And Saturday means, well, it means a couple things that I can't really get into, but they're at least things to not fucking dread. Because just about everything else I've got on my calendar is shit that I absolutely dread. Got an appointment tomorrow online. Absolutely dreading it. I really don't wanna, but I need to, and like, I'm probably gonna cry. And I don't even care that I'm telling everybody that because it's. I'm overwhelmed with it. Fuck. Fuck it. Who cares if everybody knows that you're like coming undone? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you're coming undone, and it doesn't matter that they know, so. 'Cause, like, none of this matters. None of this is important. If it's real at all. Yeah, I'm kind of in one of those moods, and I'm not even super high or anything. I'm just. You know what? Reality is, a fucking sham. I refuse to accept this, and, can I talk to a manager? Like, not to be that person, not to give out that vibe, but like, can I talk to a fucking manager? Because Jesus Christ. I did not sign on for this when I was born. I mean, really, they coerced my signature out of me by printing me, you know, with your little toe prints. Do they still do that? Or is it digital now? I wonder. I don't know. I'm gonna look into that after I finish this. You'd think that, like, you would probably have a paper copy that you would digitize, but then you don't keep, most places don't keep paper medical records anymore. I remember when they did, because I had multiple binders, but that was years and years ago. They switched. I wonder though. But like, that's really a coerced signature. Like, to be alive. Like, this is me, I'm born, stamp, stamp. What the fuck? What gives them the right? I mean, seriously, the fucking audacity. You just take my prints and it's like MBD because I'm a baby and I can't do anything about it. And like, also, I was just born and I didn't sign on for that, but you just made me sign on for that. It's like, you didn't get consent before the procedure, motherfucker. You only got consent from the adults. You can't get baby consent. And this is one of many reasons that I'll never have a child, but I mean, there are so many. But like, one is they can't fucking consent. I certainly didn't consent to be alive and born and have to deal with all this bullshit. Uh-uh. Had I been given the choice, I would have opted out. But, like, I don't want to have some human being in my charge that exists solely because I want them to and I felt like it. That's bullshit. That's such bullshit. I don't know. I've been thinking about a lot of things lately. A lot of things. But yeah, nobody asks to be born. Nobody consents to be born. That's a choice that's made for us. And then we have to deal with all the bullshit consequences. How fair is that? And like, yeah, life's not fair. Yeah, I've been hearing that my entire life too. I know. I knew when I was very small that life was not fair. Like, this is not news to me. But goddamn, is it annoying. Because it should be. Life should be fair. And I get that it can't be, but there should be more in place to make it more fair. And don't ask me what that would look like exactly, because that's not my job. But, yeah, getting real direct there. I'm just saying that what we have isn't working, and it sucks. It really sucks. And it could suck less. I know that it could suck less. Because I refuse to believe that, like, this is the best that life could get. Life could absolutely suck less than this. That's, like, one thing I firmly believe. And I don't believe in a lot right now. At all. So, there's that. What else? Yeah, there's not a lot. Not a lot to report. It's been I've watched some good K-dramas, but I don't really think any of you guys want to hear about my taste in K-dramas, so I guess I will just, you know, why do I care if you want to hear about it or not? You can just fucking stop listening if you want. I'll talk about whatever the fuck I want. But I don't want to talk about the K-dramas, because I can't tell you, but it's complicated. Isn't it always complicated? It's always gotta be complicated. I have such an urge to Avril Lavigne right now, but like, I'm holding it in for copyright purposes. Oh my god. It's actually kind of physically uncomfortable to not, like, sing the song or, like, hum that bit. But I'm holding it in. I'm not gonna do it. And also, I can't sing anymore. Once upon a time, I could. Kind of. I wasn't terrible. I was in chorus, and they didn't kick me out, so that's something, because they could have kicked me out. But, back then, I sounded not like this at all, really. I had a much higher voice. I lost about an octave in a botched surgery, and yeah, this is my voice now, and it's fine, because like I play back the tapes from when I was little, and it is so high and squeaky that this is probably a good place for me to have landed. And the fact that they, like, kind of fucked me up a little bit and I can't sing anymore, that's fine. I was never gonna be really, really good or anything. It's more like now a lot of the music I listen to is not in English. So the singing is never gonna improve, but like my Korean could improve, you know? So that's kind of the approach that I'm taking. It's like, I know that I'm never gonna sing this well because I can't sing. And also, I'm probably going to butcher this language and try my very, very best not to. But that's one of the ways that I occupy my time now. Yeah. So it looks like I've rambled on for about 11 minutes, and I have lots of things that I could say, but none that I should. So I'm just going to wrap it up. Sorry, I don't have more news for you. This wasn't more action-packed or, you know, some kind of fun anecdote or anything, but this was it.